Martin, host of this special program today as we take a deep dive into Midio Health with our guest, Dr. Ferdinando Morarchi, founder and CEO of Midio Health. Dr. Morarchi is the Chief Executive Officer and Chief Medical Officer of U.S. Acute Care Systems Midio LLC. He has recently been appointed to the chairman position of the National Palliative Care Committee for the organization as well. Today, we will learn why Midio Health is the safest way to ensure your future healthcare wishes are carried out exactly the way you want them. Dr. Morarchi, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, especially today.
Doctor, let's jump right in. Can you explain to our listeners what Midio Health offers in terms of advanced care directives and how it differs from traditional methods?
Great question and a good lead-in. So traditional versus what we do. We're not traditional. You know, most people get their advanced directives from attorneys or they download a form from the internet. And those are forms, right? And they're kind of static and they're templates and they don't really kind of customize or relate to each of you as an individual person and to your medical conditions. So what we do different or non-traditionally is we provide medical consultations for you and we get to know you and your history. And then you get placed into a risk stratification and then you get what's called disease-specific advanced care planning because everybody's different. And everybody has different beliefs, everybody has different values, religious preferences, and so on. And all those forms that exist that are advanced directives, they can't really fit your mold. You know, we want them to, you know, we try and make it so everybody checks a box and they have this form and so on, but they don't really fit you as a mold. And what we do with Midio Health and through Midio itself is embrace technology to essentially have you be able to speak for yourself as far as your wishes, because it's your wishes that matter. With paper-based documents, it's really a guess on what you want. Whereas what we do with Midio Advanced Directives and Midio is we actually have you speak for yourself in real time as far as your wishes so that it's clear to that next medical provider who, mind you, is a real medical stranger to you.
Doctor, I've got a lot of questions because this just sounds like a fantastic idea. How does the use of video advanced care directives through Midio Health provide peace of mind for patients, caregivers, and families?
Well, so most people don't really know that paper-based advanced directives really don't give you peace of mind. Okay, we tell you it does. You know, we tell you to see an attorney or you see your attorney and you get your estate plan done and you get this advanced directive and you get this healthcare power of attorney document. But it really doesn't give you peace of mind. In fact, people get nervous about it. So what we do with Midio Advanced Directives and Midio itself is essentially we provide that peace of mind for a number of different reasons. You know, the first and foremost, we structure it in a way where after your medical examination, you essentially get to speak for yourself. And in speaking for yourself, you tend to feel better about the outcome or the potential outcomes. Because when you sign that piece of paper, you're not always sure it's going to get you what you want. And I can tell you more often than not, you don't get what you want when you sign a paper-based advanced directive. You typically get confusion and you get providers that get decision paralysis. And we don't really want providers and physicians to essentially have decision paralysis at a time where it matters most as far as providing medical care to you. When you're critically ill, there's no time for guesswork. And traditional advanced directives are guesswork, okay? They provide guesswork. And then you get someone like me who's a medical stranger to you over your gurney and over your bed, essentially trying to decide what the right care decision for you when you can't speak for yourself or your agent's not available. So again, with what we do, I mean, the peace of mind comes from you being able to get that in-depth evaluation and get a tool, a patient safety tool that then speaks on your behalf because you're speaking on your behalf. And we make it so that it's front and center to the medical teams within 5 seconds or less anywhere in the world. So I think that's where we provide peace of mind. And we often get that comment from patients that they feel so much better about doing it so that now their loved one doesn't have to make that guilt-ridden decision for them. They're actually telling that loved one or their parent or child what they want to have done if this were to happen in their situation. And mind you, many people get nervous about advanced care planning and advanced directives about death because paper-based directives typically are about death. But our whole process is centered around keeping you healthy, keeping you thriving in health and as you navigate the healthcare system. And our patients really feel like they have someone there in their corner when they actually come to us for Midio.
Doctor, this really does make so much sense now that you're explaining it. Could you walk us through the process of creating a video advanced care directive with Midio Health and how it's accessible to patients and caregivers?
Sure, absolutely. So the process starts one of two ways. People either find us themselves or they get referred to us. And, you know, here in town and Erie, we actually have AHN and St. Vincent's actually referring patients to us from the emergency department and some of the hospitalist programs. So that's a very cool thing. But then you could also find us through getting, you know, contacting our office or searching the web or downloading our apps in the App Store and the Google Play Store. But the process starts one of two ways. If you're young and healthy, we really recommend you going through the do-it-yourself process because it's very economical. It's covered by your HSA plan and your FSA plans. And you could actually do it yourself and essentially just go through the app, enter your information, get some video-based education, which is really important because there's not much education that you get when you go see somebody to actually sign one of these pieces of paper. And then it actually creates that prescription for you that you record into video. If you're coming to us and you're going to, if you're either of advanced age or have medical issues or just want to see a physician, you essentially have an appointment scheduled to us. And in Erie, we do it in person. Outside of Erie, we do it through telemedicine. And we then see you and we guide you through the entire process. You have a concierge from beginning to end that walks you through the process with one of our providers and physicians. And then essentially by the time you're done, you've recorded your video and you have a next follow-up appointment to see us again in whatever your disease specific pattern tells us to do it for. So if you're young and healthy, you might not see us again for 5 years. If you're, you know, 65 and have multiple medical problems, you might see us again in 3 months or 6 months or a year. But the one thing that we do make sure is that we keep tabs on our patients. So whether you come through as a do-it-yourself and on your own, or if you come through our practice and essentially see one of our physicians, we keep tabs on you to make sure that you're coming back. We don't forget you because the worst thing that can happen with this process is to be one and done. If you're one and done, trust me, your documents are not going to keep you in a safe spot.
Dr. Muraki, what are the benefits of having a video advanced care directive versus a written one, particularly in an emergency situation?
Sure. Yeah, great question. So first and foremost, we don't really want people not to do those paper-based directives. Okay, we want them done. We just want to take care of them a little bit better. We want to put them in our database and essentially have them retrieved when needed. The benefits more so of what we do, and the research shows us on a national level, that if you use a video advanced directive or what we call patient-clinician video at that point, our research had shown that we can get as high as 99.2% accurate in making sure we provide the right level of care to a patient. Whereas paper-based documents, it's a coin toss. I mean, you might as well flip a coin. It's a flip of a coin or worse that you won't get the care that you think you'd wanted at the time when you're critically ill and can't speak for yourself.
Doctor, how does Midio Health ensure that video advanced care directives are legally binding and respected by healthcare professionals?
Great question. We get that a lot. So legally binding. Okay. So in certain states, I think Maryland, Iowa, and I believe Texas now all have provisions for video-based advanced directives. Okay. Now that doesn't mean they just do video. Those firms typically will want video and paper-based done as well. And additionally to that point, the Uniform Law Commission and the Uniform Healthcare Decision Act just this past August has essentially put the recommendation out and the approval process for advanced directives to be in the form of video, as well as appointed agents in the form of video. So now it's really up to other states now to essentially decide when they're going to adopt that, which is going to take policy and lobbying and so on. So that won't be a quick process. But that's also why, to make sure that our process and Midio, or your Midio rather, is valid and legal, we still continue to utilize those other forms. And again, we collate them and we stick them in our database so that essentially they're not following you everywhere you go in healthcare, putting you at risk. Your Midio is following you everywhere you go in healthcare, but your documents are not. And essentially those documents then get pulled up when they're needed, as opposed to just having them there and having them be a potential cause of confusion.
We're speaking with Dr. Ferdinando Murarchi, founder and CEO of Midio Health. Doctor, can you share any success stories or testimonials from patients who've utilized Midio Health's advanced care directive services?
We have tons of things that we could share as far as for patients. And our biggest cases are when, and I don't want to single out any name, but our biggest cases or biggest patients or issue that patients face is that critical time frame, right? When something happens and they're then looking for that guidance and so on. So we've had situations where we get called in real time because we have a 24-hour access line as far as being able to get a hold of one of our physicians and medical support teams to essentially make it so that we can be there for our patients. You know, back in the day, I mean, think about it. Back in the day, you know, your primary care doctor got up at 4 a.m. They went into the hospital. They rounded on patients. They went to their office. They saw patients till 6, 7 o'clock at night. Then they went back to the hospital and essentially rounded on their patients again. And that's gone in medicine today. You know, today, everything is shift work. Everything is a physician that doesn't know you. So it's really important for that process, for that patient to be able to get someone on a phone and get someone on a line to interact with that medical team to essentially help in that decision-making process. And again, that is something that's just lost today. It doesn't exist in medicine today. So, but that's one of the holes that we hope to fill with Midio and Midio Health, and that we're trying to bring that cohesion back to our patients and their medical care.
Dr. Murarchi, what role does technology play in facilitating the accessibility and effectiveness of Midio Health's Advanced Care Directive platform?
Technology is huge. I mean, it's absolutely huge. And, you know, if you look at it today, and COVID was a terrible time frame, right? But there are some good that came from COVID in that you couldn't order a cheeseburger without using a QR code and a smartphone or a smart device. And that's what we've embraced with Midio Health and Midio's technologies today. You know, because now that people are used to doing it, it's so much more effective and so much easier to make sure that a patient's wish can get carried out. So the usefulness of tech and the enhancements of tech to make sure patients' wishes are known really need to be now centered upon making sure that the voice of the patient is preserved. Because if you don't have a voice and say in your care, trust me, someone else is going to. And you might not like the decision that occurs. So again, we utilize technology in this way to make sure that we develop patient safety tools and safeguards to make sure that what you want is then carried out.
Are there any specific features or innovations within Midio Health's platform that you believe set it apart from other advanced care directive services?
Yeah, absolutely. So one, first and foremost, there is no other type of program out there that utilizes video the way we do in the prescribed fashion. You know, there's something called a selfie type video or non-scripted video. And those are kind of dangerous statements. That's, hey, don't keep me alive on machines. Well, yeah, great. When, you know, and our features and our processes are pretty state of the art. You know, there's no other practice in the country that does it the way we do it. And now we're going across the country. I mean, we're in 44 states, we're in 5 countries as far as having patients that have Midios, card carrying Midios in, and it's growing. And now we're having companies essentially utilize us as benefits. Like, you know, you would get a health insurance benefit and you're now getting an advanced care planning benefit through Midio and Midio Health through an employer. We have insurers now covering what we do as far as Medicare and the Uniteds and UPMCs and the Highmarks essentially covering for this process. So there's a lot happening and there's a lot of good happening to make sure that we actually get this to you as a patient in a most economical way.
Doctor, how does Midio Health address concerns regarding data security and privacy when it comes to storing video advanced care directives?
Oh, that's a great question. So we hire really good chief technology people and essentially make it so that we provide the latest and greatest of the security provisions. You know, there's things like SOC 2, there's things like HITRUST, and we put all those provisions in place and essentially to make sure that it is the securest of possible. The EMR system we utilize, essentially, again, it has to be regulated by all those standards to make sure that all that information is protected and private and that you're kept safe.
Doctor, what advice would you give the listeners who are considering creating an advanced care directive, and why should they consider using Mideo Health Services?
So great question. So one is don't be one and done. You know, an advanced directive has to be with you in wellness, early illness, serious illness, and when that decision then needs to morph into an end of life decision. So you can't be one and done. So that's one of my biggest recommendations. Number two, don't do paper alone. If you do paper alone, trust me, I've done this for over 25 years as far as seeing patients in ERs. I've done 20 years of medical ethics consultations. I've seen what happens in ERs. I've seen what happens in ICUs. I've seen what happens in trauma bays. Trust me, if you do paper alone, you're going to end up having something occur. And what occurs is probably not going to be to your liking or to your family's liking. I see so much disruption in families that happen with these kind of situations and medical crisis. And do they have a living will? And who has to make that decision for them? And one of the biggest compliments that we get from patients is that their family doesn't need to make a guilt-ridden decision for them. And mind you, we have patients that seek aggressive care. We have patients that seek end-of-life care and everything else under the sun. So again, my two biggest recommendations, don't be one and done with this process, revisit it. And two, don't just do paper alone. Look to some sort of video type program like Mideo and do it in a way that's going to keep you safe.
Dr. Maraki, that sounds like a great cautionary warning when it comes to don't rely on paper alone.
Yeah, paper is a guess. It's simply a guess.
Doctor, how can we protect our aging travelers with Mideo Health?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So our population here, especially in Pennsylvania, Western Pennsylvania, is aging. And, you know, there's different climates here, right? And people are actually moving from this climate, right? In one way, shape, or form, they're either becoming a partial snowbird or they're becoming someone that's relocating to Florida or Arizona or wherever they may be going, or some degree thereof. So it's really important for that population, okay, because every state is acting a bit differently, and we fortunately are involved with many states as far as, you know, providing video services. So one of a couple of things becomes beneficial for them. One, they actually have a video-based advanced directive that they can take to Florida or Arizona, and it's portable. It's an ID card, right? It's in their wallet next to their insurance card and driver's license. So essentially, when they go into a health system that has no knowledge of what they want, they then have something to provide to that health system to tell them how they want to be treated, especially if they can't speak for themselves. In addition to that, we provide that connection because our telemedicine practice is a national telemedicine practice. So we actually have that reach into Florida. We have that reach into Arizona, where we can then help that patient who's partially residing there for some period of time to navigate their healthcare, whether it's some question regarding their condition or related to their advanced care planning. So it becomes very beneficial for those aging populations and those snowbirds because they'll have something. In addition to that, it makes it useful to have a connection to us so that when you're somewhere, we know how to get you home. You know, we have many patients that are travelers that essentially get these global rescue plans essentially to make sure that they actually have the ability to get home, right? If they're in the Caribbean, traveling abroad internationally, you know, visiting Italy, visiting France, wherever they're going, sometimes they need a connection to be able to get home. And we actually often help with that situation as well.
Finally, doctor, let's discuss the Mideo Health investment level. It's my understanding that health insurers will cover the cost of Mideo, meaning there is only a copay or no out-of-pocket expense at all. That is fantastic. Can you greater explain how the cost of Mideo Health works?
Yeah, I'm very happy to, too, because that took a lot of work to do to make sure we built compliant pathways that a payer would then pay for and reimburse for this so that you don't have a big, huge out-of-pocket outlay. You know, the do-it-yourself process is pretty much, you know, an employee benefit that people do or essentially a self-pay. And it's very affordable. It's covered by many of the FSAs and HSA plans or accounts that people get as a benefit as well that they put pre-tax dollars into. And then on the facilitated side, where you see a physician or a medical provider, you know, that is all billed through the insurance. It's billed through the insurance, and it was intentionally created that way so that people could have this either for free or as a copay. And when I say free, the insurance is paying for it. So it's not technically free, but it's free to you. And to get what we do for a $25 or a $50 copay is amazing. And mind you, again, that copay is often eaten up by the FSA plan or the HSA plan as well. So, and fortunately, most of our Medicare patients that have supplements, supplemental plans like AARP, United's, and combined with Medicare, they come through for free. They have no out-of-pocket expense with us.
Doctor, thanks for your time today. This has been educational, to say the least.
Awesome. Well, thank you, and look forward to seeing you again.
I am Joe Martin. Thanks to Dr. Ferdinando Murarchy, founder and CEO of Midio Health, for joining us today. To learn more about Midio Health and to make sure your future healthcare wishes are carried out exactly the way that you want them, visit MidioHealth.com today. That's MidioHealth.com.